Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today is the one and only Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hey, Ronnie, how you doing?
Well, hi, Ben.
Hi. Welcome. Welcome, everyone.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. It's the season finale of Summer House, which is what we're talking about today. Very excited to talk about it. Just a reminder, we have Patreon with Crappens on Demand this week. We'll be doing Real Housewives of New Jersey. And we'll let you know later in the week. Also, go to crappensmerch.com. Our tour may be over, but our merch, our hunky-dory 10th anniversary merch, lives on. So if you weren't able to partake in the tour, you can feel like you were there by getting some of our merch. So go to crappensmerch.com. There's also like non-hunky-dory tour merch. There's just crap and stuff there. But the company we are working with, PodSwag, does a really amazing job. Our merch has never looked better, if I do say so myself. And so go check that stuff out. And I think that's basically the news, right? So we can just go right into
Summer House. Yeah, so let's get into it.
I had a dream,
Ronnie. The
other
news is Kyle Doom.
I had a dream last night that I was like on Summer House, like a cast member. It was weird. It was a dream that was like a mix of Summer House and Elden Ring. It was so weird because it was Summer House, but like as you walk around the Summer House, there would be like little glowing balls of light that you could pick up, and it was like items. And I just know that at one point they were talking about Winter House, and I was telling everyone, like, you guys, they didn't pick me to go on to Winter House. I'm just going to be on Summer House. I was like, it's cool. I get it. You know, you guys are more senior on the show, but I understand. And so then I woke up feeling like shit. I was like, wow, they didn't pick me for Winter House.
You're like, I need to find someone to fuck on this show.
I was
hopefully
like, I
you woke
it.
Up inspired to have sex with the cast member, Ben. That's the only way. Okay, it's the only way you make it. That's why they're like auditioning their private parts all season, you know, because they know that if they're not banging somebody or they're not eager to bang somebody, they're not going to have that extra paycheck during the year. It's very Bachelor, you know. It's like a new form of prostitution.
Yeah. I woke up feeling very rejected. I was like, damn, not even in my dreams, I don't get picked to go on to like to the next thing. Wow. I don't make the audition in
the
my dreams.
The insecure, the totally insecure version of Summer House. love it. Well, Kyle and Amanda got married, and just like, you know, couples like this in real life who get married, it's all Instagrammed up. I mean, it's all over Instagram. Here's where we got married. Here's the day we got married. Here's what happened right after we got married. Hey, guys, hope you're up for another wedding post. Here's what happened today. You know, it's been 36 hours since we got married. You know, it's been... So now everybody's already on pregnancy watch because we all fear that this is going to be our next season, you know?
Yeah, well, my theory is that the next season is going to be the growing pains of being in a marriage, and then the season after that is going to be the pregnancy scare. This season will have a pregnancy scare, and the season after that is going to be the baby season, pregnancy season.
Yeah.
That's my theory.
What season did Katie and Tom get married?
I am not totally sure. It's all a blur. I think they got married in season five,
it says here. Thank you, Internet. Thank you, Bravo Daily Dish. So they got married in season five. So, you know, we missed it by a season because this is season six, right? But, yeah, it's kind of following that timeline. So I hope that doesn't mean that we have to wait 4 years to watch The Divorce, because yeah. I need it now. Okay. I need it now. So this season on You Shouldn't Get Married Ever, or even date, or even have lunch together, you're both terrible. And then we get about 10 minutes of this previously, which ends with Kyle sobbing shirtless in a tux jacket and shorts, which is where we left off.
Yeah, pretty much, like, because he in the middle of their prom party decided to pull Amanda to the side to talk about having a prenup. And then they, of course, got into a fight. And so, you know, Amanda's like, Kyle, the reason that you don't want me to sign a prenup is because I can fight you for half the company. He's like, fucking A, do yourself a favor and Google it. It's that easy. God. She's like, I don't need to do the homework, which, by the way, generally speaking, you probably always should do the homework, Amanda. Just say, if you're about to get married to someone who has cheated on you in the past, you should do the homework.
Oh, he's like, then hire a lawyer. She's like, but why do I have to hire a lawyer? I'm not the one who wants this. So why would I put work and effort into something I don't want?
Well, it's better to hire a lawyer now than hire a lawyer later. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so, well, here's my question. You want Grandpappy's trust money, don't you? You better find a fucking lawyer, because Kyle will invest that shit in some shorts that you don't need to wear underwear, and they'll still support your balls, okay? Because that's what Kyle does, okay?
Yeah.
So hide your granddaddy's trust. Both of you, just get married already, please. Just do it. I wish Carl would just walk in and go, guys, we're going to do it right now, because Ronnie's head is about to pop off if he has to wait for this anymore. So it'll be great, by the way.
Yeah. So then everyone, of course, by the way, is like listening in on this fight, because Paige and Sierra were like on the other side of the wall. It was literally like some sort of like British farce where they were like listening in and then scurrying away as Kyle comes around the corner. I mean, it was like A Fish Called Wanda. So
it was like Three's Company. Like, you really think they're the ficus plant? She's like, all right, pose like the plant. And they just like put their hands up. And he's like, oh, well, I guess I'm passing a plant now. Oh my God, it totally worked.
They're both standing behind paintings with the eyeballs cut out.
Yeah, it was very 80s. Like, we're not listening. So Paige is like, why is this happening right now? And Sierra says, we literally have 20 days until the wedding. So, and I love that they've got even the people in the cast counting the days down.
Yeah. Everyone knows the day count at this point, because Amanda's announced it so many times. So Kyle storms out of the house and he throws his lover boy across the lawn, so mad. And Craig is like, this is going to be a fun wedding. And Kyle's just yelling, I'm so sick about talking about this prenup. I'm like, you are the one who literally brought it up in the middle of the party.
Yes, you brought it up drunk in the middle of a party. And he does that whole like, okay, well, I'm getting married, so I'm going to have to apologize for this. So you know what? I'm going to do a speed walk around the yard, and then I'm going to go inside and make up. So he just does a speed round, like a walk-a-molly. It's like, the mall's about to open. I got to finish my walking. And he does a speed round around, a lap around the yard, cursing to himself the whole time. And then speed walks right back into the room. And meanwhile, Sierra's like, I mean, if you have a history of infidelity, get a prenup. Shut up. You want Austin. Okay?
You're in no position. Yeah. So Kyle's like, I don't want to try to fight, babe. Like, I just want to have fun tonight. I'm like, not trying to fight. And she goes, okay, then don't give me a hard time, Kyle. He's like, I just don't want to do this right now. And she's like, well, don't bring it up. If you want to have a good night, then we'll drop it and agree to that. I'm like, well, this is also going to be their marriage. Just like shoving things under the rug. I mean, it shouldn't have been brought up right now, but now that it's been brought up, like, yeah, maybe you should deal with it.
So then Alex is, trying to hit on girls, like this group of girls. It's really funny because at first I saw it and I was like, look at Alex, like trying to get game. You know, he's like, hey, does everybody want shots? Like, I mean, I know it's like prom theme, but you guys are doing great shots, which I don't know how that's a pickup line that works for anybody, but
no.
I was kind of proud of him. But it only takes like 2 seconds before Andrea is like, thank you for keeping my girls company. Hello, girls. and takes them all away from Alex.
Yeah, you realize that Alex is just like the warm-up comedian for the audience at Seinfeld, you know?
Yeah. I'm going to have the mailman, Kenny, from Seinfeld, pour you some shots while I make a tinkle.
So then Amanda's like, Paige, do you want to do a shot? She's like, no, I'm going to go out to the party because my man is out there. I'm like, well, this is why people are turning against Paige. Stupid comments like that. People, you know, it's like that kind of thing. Like, it's like Paige's version of Kyle and Amanda's wedding a little bit, you know? So then Carl is like, hey, oh, you're such a good date, hubbubs. Can you believe we're leaving tomorrow? And she's like,
yes, I can.
Oh, that's a weird yes and that I actually was not. But it's like that yes and was like a no but at the same time. Strange.
So Lindsay sees Paige speed walking across the yard to get to my man. And so she's like, oh my God, Paige. And Paige stops. They stop like both on that red carpet. Because they're Mexinistas, okay? So they stop. They're like, hot or hot? So they stop on that red carpet, and Paige keeps trying to do that thing where she's smiling at Lindsay but trying to walk away. It's like when you're waiting tables and someone's like, I just wanted to tell you, the food here is just something else. And you're like, great! And you keep thinking the conversation's over, but you have like 10 other tables. So Paige is doing that the whole time where she's trying to walk away. And Lindsay's like, oh my God, it's so cute that Craig surprised you. And she's like, yeah, like walking away. No, but like the way you are with him, yeah. No, but like the way that he makes you smile, yeah. I'm like, I want that, you know?
Yes, Lindsay, we know you want that, okay? It's been like the American Idol audition season that's never fucking ended with you. We know you want it, Lindsay, okay?
Well, it's like a butterfly feeling. It's like, that's why, like, you ever, like, go into Zara and you find something that's marked, like, 60% off? It's like that feeling, like, all day long. And that's why at, like, dinner, I was like, it doesn't matter going from guy to guy because we're trying here. We're, like, trying here. And, you know, the truth is, Lindsay, it doesn't matter if you're young or old or, in your case, very old. You can find love at any age.
Lindsay, you may have to take your teeth out to eat, but you don't have to take your heart out. You know what I'm saying?
Also, her revisionist history of, that's why at dinner, I was like, it doesn't matter if you go from guy to guy, because we're just trying. I was like, what? When were you supportive? I don't remember you ever being supportive at dinner, ever, actually. Yes. But nice try. So then they hug, and they're like, I love you. I love you. And you're not going to settle to find the perfect man, okay? I cannot wait to meet the perfect man that you don't settle at all for. He'll probably be 90 and not be able to speak anymore. You'll probably have to hose his butt down every night before you go to bed. But you know what? That's love. Bye. Can I go now?
Have you ever considered maybe making a romantic overture towards Chaz Palminteri? He might be more on your range. I don't know.
So Lindsay's like, well, and Paige, meanwhile, is still trying to walk away. I could not stop laughing. So Lindsay's like, well, it's down to two idiots. Paige is like, Carl, and who's the other idiot? I'm sorry. I just know the one that I should have had first, but now suddenly he's totally fine going on Monday night dates with you and being sober and monogamous. So there's Carl, but who's the other one? She's like, hello, who is Craig's best friend? Why do you think I'm talking to you right now?
Paige is like, oh, bitch. Okay, well, I guess we'll all move to Charleston together. Don't tempt me with a fucking good time. She's like, damn it, Lindsay, if you encroach on my storyline, you know. I also like that Paige earlier was like, you know what? You don't have to settle. You're going to find something great. And now Lindsay's like, one of her top two contenders is Austin. I mean, the settling is right. It's baked in.
Yeah. So Luke is giving people shots. He's like, hey, you want a shot? She wants a shot. God, you guys are nuts. So Oliver and Maya are being all flirty, and she's like, come up to my room. So he does, and he's like, wow, you make your bed. And she's like, so if I didn't make my bed, you would like me? He's like, that's right. That's their romantic storyline kind of wrapped up. I like and that then, for a nice wrap up.
Yeah, and then Carl is talking to Craig, and he's like, whoa, that's a sick fucking suit, dude. You look great. You look great, by the way. Yeah. And Paige goes, Zara? He goes, yeah. Oh, don't. Or I guess maybe Craig says it. And
Craig's like, thank you. It's from Zara.
And Paige is like, Zara? And Carl's like, oh,
don't say the Z word in front of her. You may need to call the plumber. Her basement will be flooded instantly. Your basement looks great, by the way, if you know what I'm saying.
So then Alex tries again with Sierra, and he's like, hey, stranger, before we leave, I gotta ask you, who's the better kisser, me or Carl? She's like, yeah, I don't remember. We'll have to try again and see. Bye! And walks off. Sierra and Paige do a lot of speed walking away from people on this show.
Yeah. So then Paige is like, Paige is like talking to Craig, having a cutesy moment. She's like, I can't believe you were in Jersey last night when I FaceTimed you. Like, you played it off so good. Like, you're really sneaky. He's like, yeah, I was telling my Uber driver, I was like, I'm gonna go see this girl. And then when he dropped me off, he was like, he was rooting for me and he was like, go. And I was like, that's cool. And I was like, it was like really cute. And then like I walked in the door and then you were there and it was like really cute. And you were like not wearing a dress, but then like you changed your dress later. So it was like a really cute moment for both of us. And I got this at Zara. So like, it's cute. We're both cute. Yeah.
Like, wow, I really liked it how, like, I didn't really even know where you were. You know, it made me think, I don't really ever know what Craig's doing. Like, you can tell me you're here, but you're not here. You know, you can tell me you're in Jersey, but you're not really in Jersey. You can tell me you don't have another family, but, like, somewhere you secretly do. It's, like, totally cute. I love it.
It's so adorable with the way you're such a good liar. I just love it. You're so cute together.
So Danielle and Robert decide to have a talk about Charleston. And Danielle's like, yeah, we haven't really had great luck in this room. I mean, I think we need to sage the place. Have we ever seen a fight in this room?
I know. I feel like they're overestimating how much their like small tiff has made an impact on the audience. Like, oh, we're back in this room, the danger room, fight room. Do you think, everyone? Think
they just left Danielle on the cutting room floor? Because Danielle seems to think she has a bigger storyline this season. I think it's on the cutting room floor.
Yeah. So, basically they have a talk and about Charleston, and Robert's like, you know, we hopefully had our darkest point that became our highest point. And these past couple weeks, I've never been happier. Like, just tell us if you're going to Charleston. It's fine. We're really not that invested in this.
I mean, I think it's kind of interesting that he came on this show and he's the one who's ended up moving to Charleston to most likely do another TV job in Charleston, like either for Leva's restaurant or something. I mean, there has to be something connected there, right? I haven't heard what it is, but
has to be.
Which is, it's funny that Danielle still has to follow somebody else around for a TV job. You know, it's like, oh, Danielle, it's like, you just can't win, Danielle. So she's like, OK, the answer is yes, I will be on Southern Charm, but there's going to be conditions. Okay. And she's like, yeah, really, my only request was that I get to come back to New York a lot to see Lindsay. So I'm going to get to visit two sets this season. It's going to be great.
That's what that means. It means that she's going to be on Summer House and Southern Charm, or if there's some sort of like Leva spinoff with her restaurant, she'll be on that instead. But yes, they're definitely seating Danielle on to sort of continue to cross promote these franchises.
Yes, Danielle's just excited to see another craft services. You know, she's like, I wonder if they have Doritos on the other craft service in Charleston. Do you think the chips are different in Charleston?
Like, there's so much like New York to Charleston activity on this cast all of a sudden. It's just so odd. I mean, it's obviously not odd, orchestrated by Bravo. It's literally the most obvious thing.
So then Andrea is screaming the whole time. He's one of those people who just screams, you know, to like show you how much fun he's having. So it's like, everybody, this is the first prom!
I think we need him to go back to crying for Lexi, because he is like, when he gets overstimulated, he is like a lot. Everybody, it's a poor birthday, the weekend. It's like, okay, Andrea, like, let's put him back into his crate.
So let's go check on Lucas. He's talking to his lady, and he's like, you having fun? She goes, I'm having a great time, okay? And he's like, yeah, that's what this is about. Did you see that fire? I made that. It's my best work.
And then we go back to Alex, who is now cheersing with Sierra. They're like sort of like drinking like lover boy or something with interlocked arms, and Carla goes, give her a kiss. So then they finally kiss again, and then Andrea is standing right there, and Andrea's once again, he's like, ah! I'm like, listen,
they make out and Andrea screams and yells.
I know, like, your boy has been trying for Sierra all this time. Could you not scream in his face while he's finally getting like a makeout session with her that's not part of a game?
I know, you already took away a whole group of girls he was flirting with, like, not 5 minutes ago. Then he moved away from you to try again with Sierra, and now you're screaming in their face for that. Let the man live his life, okay? Yeah. Let the man live his boring life.
Yes. So then Sierra, the kissing ends, and Sierra goes, okay, so Carl is definitely the better kisser. I'm just kidding. But, you know, she's like, I'm not kidding.
Well, she gets him back because he's like, that was good. You taste like pizza. She's like, oh, really? Then Carl's a better kisser. Oh, yeah. And Luke's like, whoa, you guys are cute. You know what you'd look cuter by? The fire, which I made. And it worked out. Worked out great.
everybody.
And then your favorite part of all, which is when Amanda kicks everyone out of the party. That's it's her favorite part, and I know it's your favorite part to watch her do that.
Yep, just turn on the fluorescence and say, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. So then Maya and Oliver talk about how much they actually really like each other, even though it's only their four-week anniversary. And mm-hmm. she's like, yeah, you make me happy. And he's like, you make me happy. And she's like, I'll walk you out. Damn. I'm telling you, you're not going to – if you walk into a girl's room and she has got a jar of peanut butter on the nightstand, you're not staying over, okay? Because a jar of peanut – no matter how good of a man you are, a jar of peanut butter is always going to win. Been there. Respect, Maya. I give you nothing but respect.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Yeah. And then down in the living room, people are sort of dancing, and Carl is like, hey, I'm trying to have a good time, Hubsy Wubsy. Hubsy Wubsy. Hubsy Wubsy.
He's like, oh my God, you're calling me Hubsy Wubsy.
He's like, yeah, Hubsy Wubsy.
Oh my God, I love it when you call me Hubsy Wubsy.
Hubsy Wubsy.
Hubsy Wubsy.
Hubsy Wubsy.
I love it. That's basically and what their relationship is now, by the way. If you go over to their apartment now, it's like, I love it.
I love it. I love it. So then Luke is doing basically what you'd think Luke was doing when he has a hot girl in his bed. He's like, you know what I'm going to do? Tickle the guitar. Okay? He's like, look at me playing the G with all my fingers. And she's like, go ahead, honey. Play your guitar.
And then it's bedtime for everyone. And then Craig and Paige. Craig's like, do you want to kiss me?
Do you want to kiss me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well, you know, I have to say it's better than what's his face. Was Perry, you know? Perry would be like, why aren't you looking at me? Why aren't you looking at me? What's going on? Why aren't you talking to me? Am I too boring? Huh? Huh?
So then Lindsay is doing that pace around her room as everybody goes to sleep, and she keeps checking down the hall to see if anybody can see her. And then she sneaks into Carl's room and she's like, Carl, I just wanted to hug you, Carl. And he's like, oh, I appreciate that. Hope you won't say.
I appreciate that so much. I appreciate that. Oh, thanks. You look great, you hug great, by the way.
So then now it's the morning and Lindsay's leaving Carl's room. And Craig and Paige are having another officially cute moment. I like you.
What?
I like you.
I like you too, baby.
So then in the kitchen, everyone's cooking and, you know, Andrea had fun. So he's feeling better about life. And then we go to Carl and Lindsay. And Lindsay's like, Carly, don't.
Whoopsie, whoopsie. Oh, yeah, I like that name.
Yeah, whoopsie, whoopsie. You know, you're a good prom date, by the way, Carl.
And he's like, oh, I like you. I like you, whoopsie, whoopsie. And they ask Lindsay if anything happened. And Lindsay comes back with, like, CMA hair. I'm not really sure what her newest testimony, her newest diary room thing is. But I think it's like, I'm in a relationship, and I live in a suburb of Nashville now.
Yeah,
and she's happy.
She's definitely like, I just went to like a Blake what's his face concert. What's Gwen Stefani's boyfriend? Shelton. Yeah, she is a country fan. She has posted on her Instagram that like going to various country concerts. So it does make sense. But
it's just like a whole style change, you know, like when you move outside the you know, it's a shift. So
I think that in the fall, I would not be surprised if in the fall she adopts that look. I feel like in the summer she's like, oh, Lindsay, how about? But then in the fall, the moment the fall hits, it's like pumpkin spice, Nashville hair, like brown fedoras. Like that's what she is. Like, so they recorded this in the fall. Like it was, you know, clearly.
And Carl loves a good fedora moment. I would think that Carl would love a good fedora moment for Lindsay because, you know, he's very, like, pants-oriented. Like, he'll still try and make his white pants work in the fall, but they'll be, like, cream-colored.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. It's there's a lot of changes in Carl's life. And, you know, obviously the biggest change is that I'm going full-time Hubsy-Wubsy. Oh, full-time Hubsy-Wubsy now.
Well, after January, when the year is up, it's official. It's like there's this official date that it's like set, the seal is broken.
Official date when all of a sudden, like your emotions can suddenly be managed, you know, in that way. So
Kyle and Amanda have a talk about how much fun it was, but like, Kyle, I just want you to know, like, I want the business, which is the best for us and the best for our future, to be going good, so don't worry about the business. Of course you want the businesses to be good, because you want to take half of it, which I don't blame you, because you're marrying him. You two were so, shut up, you two, because he's like,
yeah, now we got to talk about, but you know, it was the wrong time to talk about business, but we do got to talk about it, because this is going to be like the busiest couple of weeks. There's going to be so much footage that we take of ourselves sobbing over the next couple of weeks.
Hold on, I just got a work email. Oh, it's from Carl, and he says he is going full-time hubsy wubsy. I don't even know what that means, but it can't be good.
How can he do this to us right before a wedding, Carl?
So everyone's packing up, and everyone leaves the house, and they're like, goodbye house, goodbye porch, goodbye large bush, or something like that. And then we like,
Lindsay's like, bye.
Goodbye. Goodbye. And then we get like the thing that we normally see at the very end of the season, which is that it turns into like an episode of 24 for about 5 seconds, where we see like all the different security cameras and monitors, and then they all just sort of like shut off one by one. And it does that, but then the show continues.
And we get our last Trixie song at the house of the summer. And I love the lyrics. I can't right now. I wish it could last forever. I'm like, I can't. I like that that's the lyrics of a song. I just like, I can't. I literally can't right now. I wish it could last forever.
It will. If we're talking about Kyle and Amanda's wedding, it will. So, now it's Tuesday, and Andrea's at, I'm back at an underwear shoot. Ah, so much fun underwear. Ah!
Back to work in my underwear. They ain't never gonna stop me. No, no, no. They ain't never gonna stop me. It's him in his underwear. It's like, you go. It's like working, you know, it's like working girl in underwear. So yeah. Paige is in her closet. She's like, welcome to New York Fashion Week. I've never had an outfit sent to me before, so it's very exciting. It's brown shorts and like a black and silver top, which don't really work together. But you know what? It was free. So suck it, New York. She's like throwing her hat in the air.
And then we go into basically like the reboot of Blair Witch Project, which is watching Kyle and Amanda planning their wedding from their apartment, from their cell phones and Zoom, like various like footage from Zooms, which I actually thought like this was the most entertaining part of this entire wedding process of the past 3 years, is watching them devolve in a found footage segment, you know. Like this was like so deeply entertaining for me. I wish that we had an hour of this. Just like losing their minds, because it starts off well. They're zooming with this girl named Rachel, who's a floral designer, who of course is like, hello, I will definitely have my shit on TV, I will do this, no problem. So they love her, and Amanda's like, you know, it all worked out perfectly, and we found a florist. I mean, it's who would have ever thought, and she wound up even being better than anyone we'd even looked at. Like, it's so wonderful. And Kyle's like, yeah, everything happens for a reason, right? And it goes boom later that day. And then everything just goes to shit.
Yes. And it's like, Kyle thinks he has COVID. I can't. Like the song just said two scenes before this, I can't.
And then it goes, Friday, positive. it's the only time, I think, in the history of COVID where a positive diagnosis has actually been funny, I think, for COVID.
Well, I mean, your super spreader prom probably didn't help, guys. Okay, prom party. Like, let's just get 100 extras right before our wedding.
That was also during the time of, well, I guess it wasn't as bad. Delta was raging, I guess maybe earlier in the season, but either way.
So Amanda's like, yeah, and then the next day I woke up to a text that I've tested positive too. And then it's just Amanda sobbing, okay? They just cut, they're like, day one, day two, day three.
She's like, I can't even leave our apartment, and we have a week to do so much, Kyle.
They're like, guys, you're in quarantine, so please film yourselves. So Kyle puts his phone up to his face, and he's like,
We have so much to do.
And just start sobbing right into his phone. Like, you don't need to film yourself sobbing. That's the second time this week on Bravo, because Kenya did it too. Like, Kenya, we need footage. And she just, like, does a selfie of herself sobbing on the plane back from Dancing with the Stars. Like,
people okay, are guys. So, people are so fucking weird with what they how they present themselves. I remember there's this one guy I used to follow, and his friend was like got booked on a TV show. So he does his Instagram story and he aims his camera at the TV show and it's like, man, like whatever her name was, like Stephanie, congratulations that you did it. You're on a Hulu show. And then like he has five IG stories of him watching the show, not her, but like, oh, we're watching him. We're watching his emotional reaction to the show. I'm like, sir, you realize like your attempt to support your friend is just you showing yourself like you're saying, look at me watching the show and being thoughtful and understanding in the show. I'm like, get out of here.
Yeah. So people are more interested in the reaction to their own emotions about what it's a weird thing. I remember being like 13 and I had just become friends with like the cool group of girls in my, well, I thought they were cool, in my junior high school that I was new to. And they were like all drama queens, of course. I know everyone's shocked out there. And like I would walk holding my books in front of me against my chest, like
I was about to say, like the trapper keeper. Yeah, the trapper keeper image you always give.
Yes, I was like that kid. And I remember they were so dramatic and we would pass notes back and forth, you know. And so they would be like, oh my god, like Tony was so mean to me, I'm never speaking to him again, sob. And so I wrote this note. I was like, oh my god, you guys, like whatever dramatic thing happened to me today, here's where I cried right now on this paper, because I'm crying as I write this. And I circled a little piece of paper. I was like, that's where I cried.
That's where I cried.
And I found that like years later, because I don't know, I still had it in my stuff. I was cracking up. But that reminds me of this, you know, of Kyle being like, I'm going to take a selfie of myself. Oh, I'm feeling things.
Well, also the way this was all edited together was hilarious, because the editors did such a good job of sort of creating, like showing how they're all both like such false narrators. Like you'd see Kyle say, listen, everything is going to be totally fine. It's like, we can't get a break with this fucking wedding. Like they'd be just like so optimistic in one shot and just go right to them just like bawling. Oh, it was so good. And them just like bawling and whining when they have, by the way, a wedding planner and her parents. I mean, Donna is low key. This is Donna's wedding also. Donna is so all about this wedding. So, you know, Donna's doing all these things. Donna's trying on the dress for her and everything. But they're being so, so dramatic.
Yes. You know, everybody acts like parenting's such a miracle, because Kyle and Amanda say a few times in this episode, like, it's a miracle that it's coming together at all. It's not a miracle. It's Donna. Okay. And you know what happened when Donna had Amanda? They said, congratulations on the miracle. And Donna's like, that wasn't a miracle. I fucked that loser for her. Yeah. Okay. None of this is miraculous. It's Donna working her ass off to get shit done.
I honestly was like very sad when then it goes 1 week later. I just wanted to see more and more of their like, their misery, their claustrophobic misery in their apartment. Like that was funny. Like that was, I was like, finally, as the director says in Soap Dish, finally drama. So,
also sucks. That's what they're calling us.
And short.
And of course it's and short. Total Kyle and Amanda having COVID, because COVID is worse for Kyle and Amanda than literally everybody on earth. You know, it's like, let's watch COVID. It's like the first time I think I can remember that we've seen people on TV losing their shit about it too. Cause usually when people get it on their TV, they're like, oh God, I got COVID. I got to stay in for a little while. But with the wedding pressure, it's like,
COVID, how could COVID do this to us, Kyle?
It was amazing. But then eventually it's 1 week later and it's the wedding day, which in some way, we didn't have to do the rehearsal dinner. We didn't have to do the bachelor party. We just got right to it, which I appreciated. And I also, this is sort of surprising. I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I kind of enjoyed this wedding. Like, it wasn't an amazing episode, but like, I have to say, watching this wedding play out, there was something actually, I don't know. It was like, it felt like a real wedding. It didn't feel like a Vanderpump Rules wedding. I was like, oh, I was like, I'm surprisingly affected by this. And I'm like mortified right now.
Well, I'm not, you don't have to co-sign. The words of a chorus line. I felt nothing. Nothing. I felt nothing. And I'm the one who cries at every wedding, okay? I will cry at even a TV wedding. I start crying. And I'm like, what's wrong with me? But this one, I was like, just shut up. Even when they got up to do their vows, I was like, shut up. I know this wedding is going to go on for another year on Instagram. Just be quiet.
Yeah. So anyway, we're at Amanda's house, and then Amanda's like, she's like in makeup and she's writing her vow, and she's like, you know, she's talking about how they got everything done. I like, she says the stuff that they had to cram into 5 days was, you know, Dress fitting, hair trials,
marriage license, DIY signage, seating chart.
And they just cut to Kyle on his laptop with the seating chart going, wait, all the guests just got deleted? By the way, seating charts is the one thing that you can do very easily while trapped in your apartment in COVID. I think that'd be the most fun thing, is doing the seating chart puzzle at home.
I feel like seating charts should only be for the bridal party and the people who are in the wedding. I feel like I should not have to sit next to your fucking weird cousin from, you know, Kentucky, who nobody likes, just because, no offense to Kentucky, I think we just talked about Brits and Jack, so that's why it's in my head. But like, I shouldn't have to sit next to like Britney's cousin just because I'm single. You know what I mean? I should get to choose to sit with the fun couples.
And you know, Amanda also did a terrible seating chart. Let's be honest. God, I feel so bad.
I feel like she put Lindsay probably at like a table with a bunch of like 80-year-old people.
<You know>? away from the music because it's too loud.
Yeah. And she's like, I guess I should write my vows now. Really? Really? So you haven't written your vows? And Paige goes, just do a song, like Brass Monkey or something. Like the Funky Monkey. Dang, dang, dang. Brass Monkey. Dang, dang, dang. So she's, of course, looking up vows on the internet. And then Carl and Kyle are having their moment. And Kyle's like, me and Amanda, we've been through, like, so much. Really? What have you been through? Could you list it? Because I would love to hear that. Did you escape from, like, a war zone? What have you been through, Kyle? You cheated on Amanda, okay? That's what happened. And then she's bitched at you about it for 5 years.
Well, that is a lot to have to deal with that, too. So then Kyle is in his, like, he's in his in a room with Carl and another Kyle, and Kyle's like, how you doing, man? And Carl's like, I'm good, man. How you doing over there? How's everything going? Did you hear that I'm full-time Hubsy Wubsy now? Yeah, really love that nickname. Full-time. Full-time doing it. Full send.
The benefits are, like, odd spray tans, odd tan lines under dresses. Good benefits. I'm into it.
So Kyle's like, how's my hair? His hair, by the way, Kyle's hair looked fantastic. I'm not going to lie. He does a good wedding hair. Okay. And in fact, Carl agrees. He goes, oh, it's pretty damn good. Oh. So then Paige says, I went to a wedding and he said that Paige is talking to Amanda. I was like, what is Paige talking about?
So because Amanda's trying to come up with vows. So she's like, Paige, I promised to kiss you before bed every night. She's like, I think it's every night before bed. Like, grammar's important. Okay, this isn't Instagram. She's like, oh my God, thank you.
And so Paige is like, oh, here's what you can add in. I went to a wedding once and he said, like, he promised to something about things that were important to her, like little moments. I can't remember it. We should just call Craig because he remembers. Okay, good excuse to call Craig. Okay, Craig and Paige show. Okay, here we go. So of course she's just using it as, it's like the most generic vow that she's trying to remember, which is like, I promise to do all the little things that you enjoy.
Yeah, so
but she's just using it as an excuse to call Craig.
Craig's like, bonjour, I'm in Paris. She's like, oh my God, you are? That's amazing. I love Paris. I want to go there with you. He's like, just kidding. I'm in the backyard. Oh my God, you are so sneaky. You totally got me.
So Craig, what was that part of the vow that you really liked? Oh yeah, my favorite part was, I vow to appreciate the small things that are important to you. That's it. Couldn't remember that. It was so hard.
And Amanda goes, so oh, yeah. Look, like, I've got that kind of, because it says, I vow never to lose our spark and always keep doing the little things. Oh, my God. We must have read the same website.
I just love how, like, it's just, like, a perfectly lovely and totally generic sentiment. And they're like, how does it go again? I promise to appreciate you. The word is you. That's what it is. God, thanks for Craig.
There's like some website for middle class, waspy, generic blonde people to go on to get their vows. Because I think you hear those at every wedding, you know?
It's like, wow, you had me, hello, and I'm going to do the little things, and I'm never going to go to bed angry.
You are my person. You are my person.
He's like, I did a thing. Gather, laundry, kitchen.
Okay, those are just wooden signs from Marshalls, but you know what? You wrote something down, so we're going to be together forever.
About last night, you can use that one. Or also, I did a thing, and just footage from Coachella. Can you actually just like speak footage from Coachella into your vow?
So then it's the time for the actual wedding. So Lindsay's like, oh my God, I didn't realize how big that backyard was.
Oh. It's an ongoing sentiment because everyone who walks in is like, Alex is like, wow, I didn't realize that their backyard would be this big. Wow, you could really raise a bunch of turkeys out here. You know what I'm saying?
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So this new girl, Rachel, and by the way, the rumor from Bravo and Cocktails, the blind item, was that this Rachel, this is all a fake storyline so that Rachel can be on the next season. So I don't know if they've officially cast her on the next season.
She's or very what, giggly.
But yeah, she's real cute. You know, I like her. She's like, I'm really cute and giggly and also have an arm sleeve of tattoos. Like, you don't know what you're going to get from me. So it'll be interesting to see if that comes true because fucking Amanda. If this whole Amanda sobbing for literally a month was just for an intro to a new character, come on.
That's a lot. Come on. That's a lot. I say bring back Christina Gibson. I say bring back reporter Christina Gibson reporting large at large. Okay. That's what that would really shake things up.
No, Christina Gibson's outliving her best life. I see her on the Instagram. Yeah, she's got like a hot husband and a baby. And I think she lives in Florida or something.
Yeah, she's like in
Palm Beach. And I feel like every time she posts a picture, it's like, I'm happy. It's still having fun at the summer house. Drunk loser sluts. Okay, I'm happy. Bye. I feel like every post is just rubbing it in.
It's just like, I just... And then cut to her walking down the streets of West Palm Beach with a baby in one arm and a giant magnum of rosé dragging behind her, like still carrying this thing around.
Okay, so Rachel comes with her bouquet and Amanda's like, oh my God, that's like stunning. You're like literally a live singer.
And then Sierra comes in and she's like to the wedding and she's like, wow, didn't realize this backyard was so huge. Wow. Mm-hmm. And then Austin just ambles in alone, just sort of like in the most annoying. You wouldn't think that ambling into an event space could ever be done in an annoying way. But somehow Austin did that, too. I'm like, he even made ambling annoying.
Austin just comes in looking like an angry drunk. He's like all red in the face. His face is all furrowed. I guess he knows that everybody hates him in this place. He doesn't want to talk to anybody. And then Sierra's all upset on the other side of the backyard, you know, mm-hmm. pretending not to look at him, but like looking at him and being all upset about it. Wow. Yeah.
And then Carl is talking to Kyle. He's like, so any other thoughts, any other notes? Like, hey, you know, ring is on the left hand, right? You know that, right? And then Kyle's like, wow, I love how seriously you're taking this because I sure as hell haven't been. He goes, well, I'm a serious guy now. I'm an officiant.
They're in a bedroom and they're looking out the blinds to the backyard. Carl like opens the blinds with his fingers and he's looking at it and he goes, oh, wait, hold on. I'll do it for your height. And then he comes like a foot down and does it so Kyle can see. So Carl is the officiant. He's like, it's an incredible honor. I'm a huge supporter of them and I'm going to guide them to the finish line. You know, like I'm in a lot of meetings and they tell me at the meeting that you shouldn't officiate a wedding until like you're like 6 months in. And I hit that day yesterday. So proud to be here.
Totally safe. And Kyle's like, well, Kyle's just excited about everything. And Carl's like, well, I can see the way you look at her. Like, you guys are going to be like just better and better. And like, I'm firmly convinced. Like, whoa, I almost choked up in there. But to be fair, I choked up because I thought of like, is there a better nickname than Hubsy Wubsy? I don't think so. Oh, brings a tear to the eye.
So Kyle's mom, of course, comes in a robe like, Kyle. And she's like, should we practice our dance, honey? And he's like, oh my God, mom, let's do it. So they practice their little dance. And then the other mom, Donna,
is crying. She's like, oh my God, Amanda, you are about to waste your life in the most beautiful way that I've ever seen. I'm like touched, Amanda. She's like, Mom, Mom.
And then Carl's talking to Kyle's dad, I think it's Peter. And Carl's like, so you look great, by the way. You look great. Are you nervous? Are you nervous at all? And Peter's like, Peter sounds exactly like Kyle in 40 years. He's like, nah, I ought to be, but I'm not getting married.
Oh, hey, you just threw a lover boy across the yard. What's up with that, huh?
So everybody's hugging and crying. And the dad, Amanda's dad, hugs her. And he's like crying. And he just takes her face. And he's like, don't do it, Brittany. Don't do it.
So then Amanda and Kyle are going to take their wedding photos before the ceremony. So she like walks up to him and taps him on the folder. And then they have...
She's like, hi, can I talk to my husband, Manila? Thanks.
Did I say folder?
She taps him on the folder.
Taps him on the shoulder, but perhaps a folder too. And they have a moment where they go, hi. Like that annoying thing. Like if you're having a cute romantic moment, you both say hi for some reason. So then
they're doing that thing where they're fake crying at each other. She's like, and he's like, she's like, he's like, another one of you are crying. Just stop. So she's like, give me a kiss, Kyle. So he does. Are you ready, Kyle? He's like, yeah, it's happening. I can't believe it. It's all happening. And yeah. Kyle's like, wow, we really beat the odds. You know, 5 summers ago.
And then the editors give their wedding gift to Kyle and Amanda. I
know. Here's the montage of the dysfunction that they are turning a blind eye towards on this very special day. And we just see when Kyle first met Amanda. Like, it goes all the way back and just is like all the summers. And he's like, I didn't know what I had until I was about to lose it. Of course, I'm talking about my Klondike bars. Oh, my God. They almost melted over the summer. It was terrible. So then,
there's a rumor going around that I like hooked up with some chick. And she's like, fuck you, Kyle. And he's like, yeah, that all made me realize this is the woman I'm supposed to spend my life with. I'm not saying it's a perfect journey, but it's a journey that we, hold on, I'm going to cry. No, it's not coming. We chose that. Can we do that again? I want to cry in this one. Could we take that cell phone footage of me sobbing and then like just put these words over that? That would be great. Thanks.
So then the guests are all gathering, and we just see Lindsay, like, ordering around a photo. Will you take my photo, please? On my phone? On my phone, please? On my phone? On my phone, please? Come on, please? And then
one of her friends is like, so are you with Carl? What's going on? I was like, is Danielle late? Like, this is Danielle's job.
Yeah.
And Lindsay's like, well, he was in my apartment. And like, he was like, who's your date to the wedding? Hubsy Wubsy. And I was like, you are Carlito. And he was like, great, I'm in. Can you believe that story? That's like crazy.
Yeah. And Yvonne is like, but is it going to be weird with Austin?
No, it'll never be weird with Austin.
And then we just see Austin sort of like slobbering through the crowd, like his, you know, lip smacking around, trying to find Lindsay.
And let's see. Sierra's like, yeah, I haven't seen Austin since he left the Hamptons. And that's probably for the best. But like, I look really hot today because like I wanted a dress that was like, I fucked up. You know what I mean? Like, I want him to just think that. So then it cuts to Austin looking all mad and alone. It's like, poor, sad, dying alone Austin.
Yeah, because he waves at Craig. He like waves at Craig to be like, bro. But like Craig doesn't see him. So then he's like, he's like all contemptuous because he wasn't waved back to.
So it's time to walk down the aisle. And Amanda's walking with her dad. And he's like, is my hand sweaty? She's like, is my hand sweaty? What if I pass out in the aisle? And he goes, you'll land on me. Now that's a vow right there. That's a good vow. She should have asked her dad for help.
I also like, by the way, we see Jane. Jane is like, that's Kyle's mom. She's like upset because she forgot to pregame. And then we see they cut to a shot of Kyle's grandma sitting there in the audience, just looking at her empty glass like, why the fuck has no one refilled this for me? I am 95 years old. Get me another cocktail.
All right. Well, first, I'd like to welcome everyone here. You all look great, by the way. Thanks to the Batula family. Thanks to the Kyle family. Oh, my God. Sorry, I'm sweating. I'm totally sweating right now. Oh, Jesus.
And Carl's like, wow, great start.
Yeah.
Great start,
yeah.
buddy.
Carl is, I think we've all endured this, the wedding where a friend is the officiant. And Ronnie and I both have been officiants for people's weddings. But there's a lot of weddings where the friend is asked to be the officiant and then the friend makes it all about them. Have you noticed that, Ronnie? Like the friend officiant? It's like, oh my God, when I first met these people, I was like, they are so cute. And I remember they came over and I was like, I love these. And I told all my friends, these guys were going to get together. And the funniest thing is that like one time I needed to borrow a car, but then she's the one who brought it over for me. And I thought like, that's, it's like, sir, no one cares about your stories about you and how you relate to these people. But that's what always happens.
One of my best friends had her girl best friend as her bridesmaid for her wedding. This girl, oh my God. I'm sure she doesn't listen, but I guess I shouldn't say her name. But let's say her name was Wannis, okay? So this girl, Wannis. I'm sure it's hard to guess who that could be. But this girl was like, so, you know, like we always thought that Sarah was never going to get married because like she just like, I mean, she like didn't want to, but then I got married. And so she was like, you know, like wanted to get married more. So I was so happy for her when she met John. Like it was so sweet. And like, you know, to see how far she's come. I mean, like, she used to wear blazers in high school. I mean, and, like, since we now look at her, since we became friends. Like, she looks so beautiful. She found a beautiful guy.
I mean, the speech was so shit. It was, like, dissing the girl for being basically ugly until she met Wannis. You know?
Oh, wow.
It was taking credit for her relation. It was every terrible thing in one speech. I died. I will never forget that speech.
Yeah, friend officiants are that's dangerous. So Carl does a thing where he winds up spending the first chunk just talking about him being an officiant. So he's like, oh, some of you may be wondering if I'm qualified for today's proceedings. Fear not, I was ordained online by the Universal Life Church 4 years ago, and this is one thing I cannot be fired for. So I will say though, calling me Father Radke sounds pretty good, but you guys can just call me Daddy. I'm like, Carl, no one cares about your journey to become ordained. Say something about marriage. Say something about the couple. No one cares about your journey.
He's like, all of you have a role in Amanda and Kyle's love story. You're all extras who have had to listen to this blabbing bullshit for 5 years. By being here, you're showing your support for this union. So if anyone has a problem, speak now or forever hold your peace. Now, is peace spelled P-E-A-C-E? Like, wow, I'm peaceful and I'm going to hold it. Or is it like you have a piece to speak, like P-I-E-C-E? I don't really know, but I prefer the second version because that word has pie in it. And pie is delicious. Am I right? Thanks for coming, everybody.
I remember the first time I got a thesaurus. I was in third grade, and I looked at so many words. And it's kind of amazing to think about how many different words there are. It's kind of like how there are so many different ways you can get ordained. I mean, I chose the way with Universal Life Church, and that's what I chose to get here today. And they say, well, it's been about 30 minutes since this wedding started. And they say in your first month of sobriety, if you're still talking after 30 minutes, you're safe. So I feel really good right now about everything going on.
So we get everybody's opinion. Danielle's like, I'd be lying if I said I didn't doubt this, but there's so much love here. Like, you can, and the backyard's really big. And Paige is like, I mean, they made it like through so much that other couples would break up with each other over. You know, it's like they just knew that this is the person they wanted to be miserable with, and they just went with it. So good for them.
It's so powerful when you see what can happen if both people lower their standards. You really can have a great party.
If your standards are too high, just lower them. Watch me next season on Southern Charm.
So Carl's like, now the serious part, guys. Now the serious part. The exchanging of the wows. I say wows because wow, both of you. I love you. You both look great, by the way.
You all look great. Everyone looks great. All the world's a stage. All the people, Melee Player, they have their exits and their entrances. And one of those entrances is Hubsy Wubsy. Love you, girl. Look great, by the way. Can't wait to hang out with you in January.
There are no small parts. There are only small Kyles. Kyle, you go first.
And Kyle's like, getting to today is a testament to the leaps and bounds we'll go to for each other. Like, we literally didn't do anything. So, you know, we'll both rely on our parents, until the end of our lives, and it's the most romantic shit I've ever been about. Hold on, let me get my phone out so I can get this down.
I did that with the filter from Snapchat. It's really funny. I have like big glasses on. You guys will see it. You'll see it on Instagram.
Kyle, I didn't believe in love at first sight, but I did believe in guacamole. And then I saw your photo on Instagram and I was like, whoa, he has muscles and he's blonde. Wow. I promise to love you in sickness and in health, in good and in bad, and in worse and in even worse and the worst shit ever, as documented the past 5 seasons. Those are the easiest promises I've ever made, Kyle.
I promise to empty the dishwasher and wear mascara more often.
And he's like, I'm a big mascara guy, everybody.
Carl's like, that was pretty funny. Hubsy Wubsy, did you hear that? Oh, it's good. It's good. It was a funny one.
Carl actually said in his vows, he's like, when I met you, I just knew. No, you didn't. The fuck are you talking about? You spent the first 2 seasons trying to run. What That's the true. Hell? How are you going to rewrite this for vows? So she's like, you're my person. Had me a hello gather. Okay.
And Carl's like, okay, Kyle, put the ring on and let this serve as a reminder of the promises we just made. Amanda, repeat after me. Amanda.
Amanda.
All right, your voice is really annoying. You're married. You just kiss now. You're married.
All right, hold on, guys. 1 second. Before we make this official, I just need to know, would you guys like to go in on an order from Chipotle right now? I've got Postmates up. It's sort of my thing.
So let's say welcome to the new married couple, Kyle Mandel, which is not as great as Websy Lito, but that's next season. So enjoy it, kids. Enjoy it.
And then we go to commercial, and then we get this like tiny little clip of coming soon on Winterhouse. And it's, we see Craig frolicking in the snow, and then we see someone, might be Tom Sandoval. It looked a lot like Tom Sandoval, sort of like being like, dude. And then Paige goes running through the snow to like, there's a table of beer. It looks like they're playing some game, and she trips and she just hits her head right on the table, and then it's over. I'm sold.
Yeah, that show, like, it gave me hives. Okay, that preview came on. I was like, please don't make me. Like, I can't take it. I can't take it. Another season of Austin so soon. I don't know if I can do it. But then all hope was gained when Brittany showed up in a Nutrisystem commercial. She's like, hi, I do Nutrisystem now. You're a cool guy. Hey, do you miss looking in the mirror and saying, you're a cool guy, Brittany. You're a cool guy. Do Nutrisystem.
I totally missed that. Thank God I missed that. That would have ruined, like, that. I could not have dealt with that at that moment.
It was a commercial break full of disaster. But then the Real Housewives of Dubai commercial came on. And I love that for that show, all they're going to show is them walking through sand. That's what you know That's about all that they show us. It's very sandy. Okay.
It's like Caroline Stanbury just staring at the camera being like, stop staring at me. I stare at you. You don't stare at me.
So, okay, so then we come back and Andrea wants to get married. Okay, so this is weird. So Lindsay is talking to Austin. She's trying to. Austin's completely ignoring her, won't look at her at all, and keeps like looking around the party. So she's like, oh my God, Austin, what a sweet wedding. That was so cute. Did you love it? I loved it. I mean, I loved it. I thought it was cute. What about you? Okay, well, you know, I did. It was so sweet. And he's just looking around. And then Andrea, he stares into the camera like, seriously? Get her away from me. So yeah. Then Andrea comes up and Andrea's like, I want to get them married now. And he goes, yeah, I just said the same thing to Lindsay. It's like, you weren't even talking to Lindsay. And then he like turns his back to Lindsay. So Lindsay's out of the conversation and she's just behind them with her jaw on the floor smiling. Like she's talking to them both. It's the weirdest, saddest little intercut scene.
Yeah. I mean, it also, I feel like Andrea, I just, there's something I don't fully trust about Andrea. He has these very showy proclamations of wanting to get married and, oh, pining for Lexi. And I feel like it's totally to compensate for what I just have to imagine is just massive fuckboy behavior. Like that's, to me, all my fuckboy radars, like red flags are just like going off like crazy when he says stuff like that.
Yes, because of course now he sobbed and he got all this stuff during the season, but now at the end of the season, he's ready to bone again, you know, for the next season. So then Craig and Paige are, you know, kissing and stuff. And she's like, oh my God, like, this was crazy. Like, I felt like I was at the Christmas concert looking for my parents. Like, mm-hmm. It was like so sweet. It was like cute. What did you think? It was cute. Yeah. It was like totally cute. It was totally cute. Yeah, it was cute. I mean, it was crazy because I watched the whole wedding via Zoom while I was in Afghanistan. Oh, my God, you were in Afghanistan? No, I'm just kidding. Oh, my God, totally believed you. Totally believed you.
Wow, you got me again. So then Andrea, like, walks up to Sierra and he's like, I cried during the ceremony. I want to get married so badly. Ah. And then Lindsay goes up to Carl. She's like, hey, you did so good. He goes, yeah, well, I was nervous. I was sweating. Did you notice that? In case you didn't notice it, I did say it on stage there. But just a reminder, I was sweating. It was a lot. Yeah. And then Lindsay has like hearts in her eyes. And then Austin just comes lumbering over. Good job, man. That was insane how good you officiated. It's insane right now.
And he's like, yeah, look, you had a comic relief fight. And Lindsay's like, get out of here, okay? I'm talking to Carlene now. Because it's like Austin just ignores her the whole time, and then he has no one to talk to, so then he comes up and pretends they're a couple. It's like, get the fuck out of here, Austin. Yeah. So good for her for telling him to go away.
I like that. I like that she just like kicked him out of the conversation. She's like, I'm trying to have a
romantic cliffhanger, please.
Right. And he sees it, you know? It's like, Austin's such a fuck up. So Lindsay is... like, Carl, you know, Austin is, like, very much, like, a short-term have-fun-with guy, but, like, after prom, something switched for me. And, like, oh, my God, I'm so nervous right now. I would rather look at the bigger picture, longer-term situation.
Yeah, like, Carl and I have been spending a lot of time together, and, like, I'm trying to really figure out what this all means, and, like, this is, like, real-life shit, because, especially because, like, he's, like, my best friend. So, like, Carl, Lito, I'm kind of, like, developing feelings that are, like, stronger than friendship, sort of, like, horny, I guess you could say, and I don't know if I'm alone in this, but, like, what's going on?
And he's like, listen, we have an incredible friendship. I'm like, I agree, because, like, the past couple of weeks, like, I look at you differently, you know, like, possibly, like, dating is scary, you know, like, and I don't hit the year mark till January, so I've got, like, a couple months, a few days, 6 hours, and 3 minutes to go, so.
Yeah, I guess what I'm trying to say is, I'm taking it slow right now, but it's because someone else told me to take it slow. It's a little different than my usual taking it slow. Kind of crazy, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know people are shipping these two. I'm not against it. I like them both. But I don't feel any energy coming off the screen. Like, I feel none. I don't care what anybody says. I can't feel it because you're telling me to. Okay? I'm just not feeling it. And to me, it sounds like Lindsay's just being desperate for whoever's showing her attention, who is Carl. And Carl is still saying, oh, gotta take it slow. I don't want to commit to anything. It's still the same thing. It's like both of their patterns still in full effect. Yeah.
And they do, by the way, they wind up becoming a couple, like, not very long after that. You know what it is, though? You know, like, last night for dinner, I was like, I didn't want to order out. I've ordered out too much, and I didn't really have a lot of food. And I was like, let me just try to pull something together. So I found some pasta. I found some anchovies. And I was like, let me make a fun little pasta. And I was like, oh, I don't even have any interesting meats. It's like, oh, there's some turkey bacon. So I chopped up the turkey bacon, and I made a good pasta out of it. And it's like, you know what? At a certain point, you're just left with what you got, and you can make something good out of it.
I think that's it. I think it's that relationship where it's like turkey the gay bacon. Guy and his best friend are like, oh, my God, if we don't have somebody by the time we're like 40, then we'll marry each other. But they're actually doing it.
Yeah. At some point, you realize one of you is an anchovy and one of you is turkey bacon, and you're just going to come together to make an unexpected but actually pretty good dish.
Yeah. Wow, the romance in that. Just jumping off the screen. So then is the after party, the reception or whatever, and Kyle's giving his speech, and basically they just say thanks. And he's like, this was wedding impossible, so thanks to Frank and Donna. And Donna's like, this was wedding amazing, okay? Like, Donna is just partying, like...
She's just worked 6 months of her life to make this happen, you know?
She has just walked up to the leader of the wedding band and asked for the fifth time, can you play Love Shack again? It's so good. It gets the people dancing.
Could you play Amanda's Vows again?
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, 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 brass monkey, dun, dun, that funky monkey, dun, dun,
hey, brass hey, monkey, hey, monkey. Do you guys know Electric Slide? Yeah. Wanna do that? Electric Slide?
Oh, and Amanda takes a mic, and she's like, well, I think what Kyle is trying to say. Oh, my God. Like,
you guys, we're so glad you're here for a wedding. And you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. My wedding wish is that I can kick you guys all out of a space, all together.
That should have been her wedding vows.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here, Kyle.
And that was it. And now we have the previews for the reunion. Where there's Paige and Lindsay are definitely not happy anymore, because at one point Andy's like, Paige, you realize you haven't looked into your grandma's eyes this entire reunion? Yes, I'm aware, Andy. I have a hard time looking at glaucoma. Sorry, Andy.
Yeah, Paige comes in just acting like a total jackass. Lindsay never did anything to you, lady. Nothing. All that's happened here is you doing shit to Lindsay over and over and over and treating her like shit over and over. And Paige is sitting in first seat. Like, she's got first seat at that reunion. So I'm hoping Paige comes out of this looking like the jackass that she is.
Well,
so
I want to know. Well, listen, I will say, Lindsay is good for some post-season antics. Let's not forget the time she cropped Amanda out of, like, every single group photo that they had, okay? So let's not, like, act like Lindsay's going to be super innocent. I innocent until proven guilty. I'm waiting to see what is going to happen. It should be interesting. But also props to Alex for getting a zinger in about Austin, you know? Very, very proud of him for having a moment on the reunion trailer.
Well, we'll see where it's going to go coming up next week. In the meantime, thanks so much for being with us, everybody. We will be back tomorrow with something fun. Who knows what it's going to be? But we'll be here.
Okay? Well, at least Real Housewives of New Jersey.
We'll be here with Jersey on sometime at tomorrow. Some point. Tomorrow. Oh, yeah, tomorrow. It is tomorrow. You know what? Our schedule switched up a little bit, and I'm not used to it being...
Because Below Deck Sailing Yacht is not on this week, so we're changing things around. So we're figuring it out on the fly. You'll just the key is, if you're not subscribed to us, subscribe. And that way you can just sit back and you just let the episodes come to you.
The main point is, come back now. You're here.
Okay? Yeah.
Love you guys.
Bye.
Kyle.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Courtney Shamazing Shardell.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Dana C.
Dana Do.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Wee McLovin, Karen McClellan.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
She's our queen, Marie Levine.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser is Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
She's cheese on a bagel, it's Megan Ragel.
Erica 500 Days of Summers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell.
Paging Paige Mills. Paging Paige Mills.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She leaves us in stitches, it's Catherine Taylor.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Kristen, the Ruby Rubano.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
We want to hang with Liz Lang.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.